BlackRock.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's up?
Hey.
Yes.
Yes. All right, real quick before we get to sports, I got to mention this. Our buddy Rick Anstis, you know?
Yeah. The
fun guy.
Yeah, Mr. Fun Guy.
Yeah. He just posted some pictures. I don't know if you saw them, though, but he just got some fish flops. Have you seen these things?
Uh-uh.
They're flip-flops, but they're bass. Actually, you got to go check it out.
I have seen these. I didn't know he got a pair, but now I'm jealous. Yeah, you put your foot in the fish's mouth, I believe, and then its tail is there. Yes, it's. I'm surprised I don't have a pair yet. I might have to snag myself a pair. Yeah.
When's your birthday? You got a birthday coming up?
That's a few months. If you're looking for something, I'll put it on my registry, my birthday registry. Anyway, he's always got the coolest stuff. Rick does. He always does. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products. So come playoff time, you know, NFC, AFC championships, you always got something tasty to drink.
Mm-hmm. Let's kick it off with the AFC. That's what we're talking about this weekend, man, because everything of this weekend is football. There is a fight, McGregor fighting Saturday night. I'll mention that. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
The Bills will be making their first AFC championship game appearance since a 30-13 home win over the Kansas City on January 23rd, 1994.
But unlike that, have you seen, like, some people have, like, posted this meme, and the Chiefs and the Bills have taken on each other in the AFC championship game. This is the fourth time, and it's happened, like, every, like, 37 years. Like, first time it happened was, like, in 66, and then it happened again in... whatever it is, it's like every 37 years, the Chiefs and the Bills take each other on in the AFC Championship, and here's another one for you.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Chiefs will be the visitors for the first time in three postseason games against the Chiefs. Let's see. Kansas City is the only second team in the NFL or in NFL history to host three consecutive conference title games. With the other being Philadelphia. And so who do you got this weekend? We got Bills, we got the Chiefs, and we're going to start with this game, man. What are your predictions?
Real quick, too, with that. So the Chiefs, the second team ever to host three consecutive AFC championship games. The other team, like you mentioned, the Eagles. Guess who the coach was at that point? Andy Reid.
Wow.
The guy just
weird.
The guy knows how to coach football. It's insane. Yeah. I mean, barring any craziness with Mahomes playing or not playing, I got to give it to the Chiefs, right? I mean, they're the team to beat. They're the returning champs. But, boy, I mean.
I'm going to go on the opposite end of the spectrum on this one. I'm going to go with Bills.
Going with the upset. Okay. All right.
Here's the thing, though. I don't really don't think it's going to be an upset.
No?
I don't think it is an upset. I don't think the Chiefs have been playing good. The Chiefs have been squeaking by. Dude, even in the last part of regular season, look at their past few games, despite, like, one of them.
Yep.
Like, they're winning by 3 points and at, like, the last second. And a lot of the times, it's because the other team screws up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The Chiefs don't have the flow that they have had the past 2 years. They just really don't. And the Bills are on fire.
They are on fire. They are.
So, that's I'm going to go with that.
I think that's a safe bet.
You know, I always want to bet for the Chiefs because they tend to just turn it on sometimes. When they turn it on, you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
But they haven't turned it on yet, and I don't think they're going to.
Especially with everything going on, you know, if Mahomes is not 100%, that could affect the game. If he's even playing, I mean, they've been really, really, you know, coy about his, like Andy Reid, they had him quote saying, oh, he feels really good. Well, just because he feels good doesn't mean that the protocol says that he can play. You know what I mean? So
He's not going to say anything. He's getting the other team to scheme for both. Really, you know, you got to set up for Henny and you got to set up for Mahomes. So they're not going to say anything until Sunday.
Last year, if you were to say it's the Bills, I would have said you're crazy. This year, though, I don't think you're far off. I really don't. I don't. It could go either way.
I think it's going to be the Bills on Sunday. I'm just saying. So we got the next game here. Tampa Bay's Tom Brady, Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers rarely have faced each other during their respective Hall of Fame careers. Never have they met with so much at stake. The two-star quarterbacks will square off just for the fourth time when the Packers host the Buccaneers in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. So we've been basically talking about it all week. I know who you're going to cheer for. You know who I'm going to cheer for. We don't have to go there. How about this? What is it going to take? I'll get your answer and I'll get my answer. What is it going to take for Green Bay to beat the Bucs? That's my question to you.
Honestly, their defense just needs to this is going to sound like a very generic answer. The defense needs to play lights out like they've been. Jaire Alexander, all right, the amazing cornerback that we have, he's the first player in NFL history, a cornerback, that is, to only allow negative yards. And that was negative 3 yards on the guy that he was covering. That was against the Rams, all right? And the Rams are no schlubs on offense. Good team. What are you going to do? They need to play lights out. And honestly, the Packers just need to give Rodgers a little bit of time. They need to keep Sue out of the pocket and let Rodgers just work a little bit. Because when you give Rodgers time, that's it. You can't beat Rodgers with pocket time. If you take that away from them, you got to scramble a little bit. It starts to fall apart. But if they give them any kind of time, forget about it. That's how it's going to be. So,
and that, you basically answered my question for how I think the Bucs would beat Green Bay. Yep. And I think it all really, dude, it honestly depends, I think, on one player this weekend, and it is Sue.
Yep.
If Sue puts the pressure on Rodgers, Bucs got it.
Yep.
That's it right there at the front line in the trenches. That's where the game's going to be won.
And I think it'll help too if the Packers get the ball first, march down the field, score. I think if they do that, that's going
to
set the
get on fire after that, right?
Yeah. Yep. So
man, big games over the world coming
huge
up this
games.
Weekend.
Huge
big
games.
Fight over the weekend. I can't wait, man. So there's going to be beers drank and working some good times being had. So
I like it. All right, well, we'll talk more about the upcoming weekend and what else we got in sports next hour. That is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rob, back to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
I should not have allowed this. Bye.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye.
You know what kills me? Is
you like this song, man?
It's a good song. I mean, come on now. It's a good song. The older I've gotten, the more I've learned to appreciate this. I was like, no way I'm listening to it.
No way, bro.
98 Degrees sucks. And now I'm like, honestly, it's a catchy song. It's okay. It's okay. I'm gonna be that dad at the barbecue, and this is gonna come on. I'm like, oh man, I feel like I'm back in high school, man. Oh God.
That's just what our listeners said to us.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Well, like, oh no, they're like, oh my God, are they playing this song? I love this song. It's my jam. It's 7:26. We got to keep her moving. What?
Is that NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
That's Backstreet Boys. No, NSYNC.
That's NSYNC with Justin Timberlake?
Bye. That's NSYNC, yeah.
NSYNC?
Yeah. Yep. Good stuff.
Timberlake. He was in like a Netflix movie or something. And you know, it's like, all right, this guy might be pretty good. Until he starts talking.
He still talks.
He's got that high, I'm Justin Timberlake.
He's got that high voice.
Hi, bye-bye.
Do you think?
Bye-bye, I'm Justin Timberlake. Hi. And what are you doing? It's just a Timberlake.
Like, man, you had the role. You had it. And then you opened your mouth. And I was like,
he plays like a bad guy. Like, man, I'm going to mess you up.
I'm going to dance. And I'm going to hit you in the chin.
If you don't give me the money right now, I'm going to shoot her.
You can't take a villain serious.
She's going to go bye, bye, bye. If you don't give it, if you don't meet my demands, I'm Justin Timberlake. Yeah.
We say this, the guy's got more ass than we will ever see in our entire life. More money doesn't do it. But at least we got deep, manly voices. Yeah. Justin.
I'm pretty sure he's talented in like every subject too. Like he's just a badass at everything.
He's athletic. I've seen him play basketball before. The guy's like awesome at sports. He can dance. He can sing. You know,
but
he
God was like, no, we're gonna give you a high ass voice though.
You know, he did the
perfect
McDonald's commercial, the ba da ba ba ba. He did that.
That's it.
Yeah. So he's got McDonald's money. Christ.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's why we make fun of him, because he has everything and we
everything
have nothing.
Else.
The only thing he doesn't have is a deep manly voice.
Manly
and that's
voice.
All we're gonna focus on.
Justin Timberlake, yeah.
He's got ramen noodles for hair.
Got that hat. You like my hair?
Want to eat it. Want to put some chicken.
Looks like ramen noodles.
Anyway, all right, we got to keep her moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So during the big games this weekend or the fights, whatever, you got something to sip on.
Yeah. This is crazy, dude. So before we're going to talk about the games this weekend to finish it off, but I want to kick it off with this story because this is interesting. It has everything to do with the Detroit Lions. They introduced their new head coach, Dan Campbell, yesterday. Former tight end immediately got everyone's attention with his unique brand of toughness and unusual metaphors. He promised that the team will take on the identity of Detroit. And when they get knocked down, they're going to eat their opponents. Literally. That's what he said. He said, when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right? And then you're going to stand up, and then you're going to take us down. You're going to take two more shots. I'm serious. This is word for word. Two more shots to take us down. And then on the way up, we're going to take another kneecap. And then when you knock us down again, we take three shots. Dude, it keeps going and going and going. And we're going to bite some more off of you. Dude, I guess he, like, went nuts, and everybody's like, kind of, like, looking around, like,
This is their new head coach?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he straight up, like...
What
like,
was the vetting process? Did they just go outside of the stadium and saw that crazy guy eating trash out of the trash can? Like, hey, this guy will work. Hey, you want to coach to the Detroit Lions? What are they doing?
You know what I think it was like? You remember back in the day when Microsoft came out and that guy did that convention? He comes out on stage and... just starts going nuts and cheering. He's Microsoft. Yeah. Everyone's looking around like, whoa, dude.
Calm down. Yeah.
I feel like this is what this is. Like, he's excited. He got introduced yesterday and then he just kind of went over the top a little bit.
Or is it like Howard Dean? Is that what it's like?
You know?
The Howard Dean, you know?
Yeah.
Is it the Dean scream? Is that what we can chalk it up to? Like, he's trying to get everyone amped up, but he's not good at getting people amped up, so he goes too far with it, and that's how we get the Howard Dean scream.
Yeah, and it just comes out, like, kind of cringy. So I didn't watch it on the old tube, so this is what I'm reading. So I haven't gotten the gist of actual, you know, watching it, so maybe I'm way off on this, but from reading it, it sounds pretty interesting. So there you go, Detroit.
So
he got something going on there.
So Detroit has been through a lot, and then they decide to fix it with this guy.
Yeah.
Is that what
Detroit's going to be biting kneecaps off next season, man?
Wait, we actually got audio. We got audio. Hold on.
And North Dakota and New Mexico. And we're going to California and Texas and New York. And we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
That just ruined that last guy. Part again. That the just ruined that guy's scratch. Oh my god!
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, Detroit. Good luck.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Yeah, not getting away from football here. We got big games coming up this weekend. Obviously, everybody been talking about it. AFC Championship. The Bills making their first AFC Championship appearance since a 30-13 home win over the the Chiefs. January 23rd, 1994. But unlike that game in Buffalo, the Bills will be the visitors for the first time in three postseason games against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Who do you got, man? So you got Chiefs and Bills over the weekend.
Smart money obviously is on the Chiefs. However, you brought up some good points. One, we don't know if Mahomes is going to be 100%. Whether he plays or not, honestly, they've been very coy about it, which makes some people nervous. Because if he's good to go, big, oh, yeah, here we go. But yeah, Patrick is starting. But they haven't really said anything like that unless they're trying to throw off the Bills, which that could be. But also, too, like you mentioned, the Bills are playing lights-out football,
fire.
Man. They're on fire. And the Chiefs have been fairly lackluster. I know they've won, and it seems weird to say that because they only lost, what, two games this year?
But, you know what's scary? And a team that's on fire that are the underdogs.
Yeah.
That's a scary combo.
Yeah, Bills got the...
Because not only are you on fire, you have something to prove.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, man.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, honestly, I think it's going to be... I think the edge is going to go to the Chiefs. However, I don't think it's going to be an easy win. That's my final takeaway on it.
So I'm taking the Bills. I think the Bills are going to pull this one out. I really do. And the Chiefs have just been kind of lately. So, and then our game, man, which is being played at 3:05, so it's the first game on Sunday. You got Tampa Bay going to be in Green Bay at Lambeau Field, 3:05 Obviously, I don't have to ask. You're going for your Packers. It's been a crazy, crazy season for Green Bay. Rodgers, MVP, on fire.
Yep.
Coming into this game, on fire. Pretty much the same way with the Bucs. The Bucs kind of struggled in the beginning of the season, kind of ramped it up a little bit. Now they're typical end of the season, they're on top. They're playing really well. It's going to be a crazy game, man.
I think it's safe to say that when you look at Rodgers' season compared to Brady's season, there's no comparison on who's had the best season.
Mm-hmm. You just had to say that, didn't you?
But I'm not going by a lot.
Brady threw 40 this year.
By a lot.
How many touchdowns did Rodgers?
By a lot. 56.
56 touchdowns?
56 total, I think, if you count in the ones that he's run in. Anyway, what I was saying, though, is but you also cannot look past all the great stuff that the Bucs have done. They have a stellar defense. The tools that they have on offense are disgustingly good. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether the Bucs have an off day or an on day. It's still the Bucs. It's still Brady in the playoffs, and it's still a tough component. I don't know how this is going to shake out. Last time the Bucs and the Packers played, it went completely towards the Bucs. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. I don't know.
Dude, it really is. It's a toss-up in the air, and I think everybody can attest to that. Nobody can really say, yeah, definitely.
The Packers are favored, but again, they're not favored by much. What, 3.5, 4 points, I think? Mm-hmm. So, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to watch the game, so I just can't. Can't do it.
You got to watch it.
I don't think I can. It may be one of those where I'll just pop in.
I'll text you the whole time.
Throw my phone in Lake Michigan. I will do that. All right. You got anything else?
That's it, man. There's other sports going on, but who really cares? Oh, yeah, McGregor fight Saturday night. That's all you really need to know.
Good enough. So, all right. Yeah. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.